This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the reams and reams of data that the Federal Reserve is going to be sifting through as it meets today and tomorrow, the central bank is, after all, very data dependent, as it likes to remind us all the time. One of those pieces of data is how much companies are having to pay for their people, their employees, as measured by something called the Employment Cost Index. We talked about it yesterday a little bit, the all-in cost of workers, salary, benefits, time off, the whole smash. We got the third quarter ECI today, up 1.1% over the past 3 months, just a touch more than expected, 4.3% over the past year. That's higher than the Fed wants it to be. But as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, labor costs are moving in the right direction, slowly.
Here's why the central bank cares about what businesses are spending on wages and benefits.
If wages are going up, that means that the employer is now paying more, right?
Rucha Vankoudre is a senior economist at Lightcast. She says if employers are paying their employees more,
then they're going to want to make up that profit somewhere. And the way they're going to do that is they're going to increase prices, right?
Then employees demand higher wages to keep up with inflation, and what you have is a wage-price spiral. We heard a lot about this a couple years ago, but now wage growth is cooling off, says Sarah House, senior economist at Wells Fargo.
We're certainly seeing it ease from the frenzied rate that we saw in 2022 and even earlier in 2023.
The main reason? It's a bit easier for employers to find and retain workers, House says. Fewer people are quitting their jobs and more people are entering the labor force. Still, it's not like all of the post-pandemic labor shortages just miraculously resolved.
You still have a historically high share of businesses saying that they're having trouble finding workers.
That's keeping the cost of paying for workers relatively high. It's just not going up as fast as it was a year or so ago. But employees might keep getting raises for a while, says Frank Fiorelli with the payroll company Paychex, thanks to boosts in recent union deals for auto workers and UPS drivers, and a new California law that will raise wages for fast food workers. He says other employers might have to follow suit.
Even in an industry that isn't directly affected on that, they're going to have to react just to make sure that they're competitive and they can get the best and brightest people.
So maybe we all keep getting pay bumps and Jay Powell gets a headache. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.